Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Soldiers are reportedly, according to CBN, saying that we're being persecuted for our faith. We feel fearful to tell people that we're Christians and to be able to share our faith. Think about that. Soldiers who said, yes, I will defend the United States of America and its Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic, which says the First Amendment tells us very specifically that they're saying I'm willing to lay my life down for the very First Amendment. It says Congress shall make no laws representing an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Think about that. Or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of a right of person to people to be able to assemble or to petition their government for grievances. Think about this one more time. First Amendment to the Constitution, the very first one. Congress shall make no law representing an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging freedom of speech. In other words, you may have to give up a lot of rights when you're in the military, and you do because that's what it is. But you don't give up your constitutional rights. That's what you're fighting for. But you got to make up your mind. Who am I living for? I might be fighting for America, but who am I living for?
That's right.
And that's when you find out if you're going to let people edit your speech. But I want to encourage you, please, don't stop being who you are. And I want to say thank you, for saying yes that I will defend the country. And maybe some of you said yes, but you didn't want to say yes to it. They said charge. Like, oh my goodness, where? What? And so these things are happening not only in the military, and they got an investigation. Congress is investigating reportedly as we speak about these accusations that are going on. And they're going to find out, and we just need to pray for Congress that they're going to really truly investigate this thing, and they're going to remember the Constitution was they swore to uphold from enemies foreign and domestic. Every one of the political leaders in Washington, D.C. held their hand up and took an oath. They swore. We're going to make this a related link so you can see it, but you can see it on the VFN Torch. I swear to protect the Constitution of the United States from enemies foreign and domestic. In other words, enemies outside of America and enemies inside of America. In other words, if your captain tells you that you cannot do what the First Amendment says, I, as your congresswoman and congressman, as your senator, swear that I'll jump in there and I'll straighten this out. So that's why you have Congress investigating these accusations, because that's what they're supposed to do. They're swearing that they'll do that. That's the oath they take. We have all their oaths available to you.
Reminds me of the Marines that were singing, "These are the days of Elijah," and were boldly proclaiming what they believe.
That's right, yeah.
I hope I can get this in. I got three things I want to talk about because these are from people's responses. Some is that they're just quitting their job. They just quit. I'm out of here. Five judges left when they started talking about different things. Mm-hmm. It's like, is that the right thing to do? The next thing people are doing is they're leaving. They're asking the question, do I leave or do I don't leave? The right way. Like, I'm going to put in my notice. And the quitting is a protest. I'm out of here. I can't believe you did that. The second one is, okay, I'm just going to leave here. Or I'm not going to leave. You got to ask yourself, should I quit? Should I not quit? Should I leave? Should I stay? And the last one is, which a lot of people are doing this, is should I say anything? Am I going to be silent? And so what does God tell us to do as Christians? What is Jesus? And he told us very specifically, there are basically seven spheres inside of a nation, inside of a culture, that determines where that country is going to go. And when you think about these, they are, you can almost think of them as mountains. They're so significant. So you can say, like, there's this religion mountain, who is going to be in regards to how are we going to perceive God and how are we going to follow him? There is the family mountain. How do we perceive family? There is in culture, education, government, media, arts and entertainment, and business. And so all these different areas. Well, these soldiers are like in government area, How are we going to influence? What are we supposed to do with that? And do you quit? And understand if you're the only one there with a flashlight and you complained about how dark it was, how dark do you think it's going to be when your flashlight leaves? If you're the only one with a pack of matches in a dark room, and you walk out, will there ever be any light there at all? Well, what did Jesus tell us to do in these situations? This is what he said to do. Constitutionally, you know what you can do. We just talked about it. But Jesus said specifically about quitting or leaving. He says in Matthew chapter 5, this is what Jesus tells us. He says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil things against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who went before you. You, sir, you, ma'am, are the light. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's not good for anything except for being trampling down, thrown down underfoot. You, sir, you, ma'am, are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to the whole house, to everyone in the whole house. This is Jesus talking. He says, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. He tells us it's supposed to look like that. Don't quit. You're the only righteous judge in the region. You're the only God-fearing judge in that city, for example. You're the only teacher in that school who gets on her knees and prays for those students and that principal every day. You are that light in the midst of the dark school. Do not leave. Do not quit. Stand for God. Constitutionally, you can stand. God commands us to stand. And Jesus said, you're the light of the world. You don't hide it. And then in regards to, do I say something, do I don't say something? We already know you can say something because the Constitution says you can say something. But what did Jesus say about saying something? This is what he said. He said this in Mark 8, chapter 34. He says, then, this is talking about this king in the end. He says, he shall call all these people together and his disciples, and he'll say this. Then he called the crowd to him, Jesus, along with his disciples, and he said this, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Well, whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me, for the gospel, will be saved for this good news. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, but yet forfeit his soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for his soul? If anyone shuts up, if anyone doesn't speak, this is what he says. If anyone is ashamed of me and my word in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes to his Father and the holy angels. Listen, that's called being ashamed of your relationship with Jesus Christ. It's like the rich young ruler. You know what? I love money more than I love God. I don't want to lose my job. You know what? The only reason you have the job, because God's blessed the work of your hand. He can give you another one. It's time for us to stand up. Don't run. Don't quit. Don't leave. Don't shut up. But don't be rude or religious. Just be loving and be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And let them see good things, good deeds, operating in the principles of God in the presence. And like Joseph, even if you're being treated badly by Potiphar in slavery, guess what? He'll call you into his house because he'll see the blessings of God on you. What? God's name will be glorified. You may even turn the heart of a nation. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.